Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance. Let's break things down a bit. We're all coming off a holiday recess, but the White House seems to be a little confused. Trump's team has asked the Hill to immediately pass a repeal of Obamacare before the August recess, lift the debt ceiling before the August recess, agree on a broad-based overhaul of the tax code, again, before the August recess, and clear outstanding executive and judicial branch nominations. Just a reminder, there are only 13 legislative days scheduled until the August recess. Hill folks tell us that the timeline for tax reform has not changed. The White House wants it done by the end of 2017, but you have to wonder why the administration is suddenly changing its tune. One thing to watch, there is a growing number of people calling for Congress to cancel all, or at least part, of August recess. Lots of people want to at least show that they will work through at least part of the five-week work period, especially if Republicans have no accomplishments to bring back to constituents. Our colleagues Burgess Everett, Jen Habercorn, and Josh Dossey have the latest on healthcare, and it isn't looking good. The trio report that the GOP is struggling to revamp its Obamacare bill. New bill texts could be unveiled as soon as Thursday. The CBO is expected to release a score as soon as Monday. And there is more drama coming out on the Donald Trump Jr. story. The New York Times is reporting that Don Jr. was told in an email of Russian effort to aid his father's campaign. Don Jr.'s swirling scandal is causing problems in the West Wing. The White House is struggling to explain itself during persistent scandals. And in the backdrop of all of this is the Russian sanctions bill in Congress. Frustrated with the stalled Senate-passed Russia sanctions bill, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Ed Royce may write his own bill if the House doesn't take up the legislation soon. Meanwhile, on the world stage, the AP is reporting that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Qatar, hoping to help end the Gulf Rift. We've got a question on that one. Why did the White House say Tillerson is meeting with Trump today if he's in Qatar? In the juice, we've got Ivanka Trump and daughter Arabella spotted at Le Diplomat last night. Billionaire Republican Stephen Cohen has enlisted McDermott, Will, and Emery to lobby on his behalf on veterans issues. In particular, Cohen wants the VA Choice Program, which is running out of money, to be funded. McDermott, Will, and Emery's team includes former Rep. Jim Moran and former Rep. Jeff Miller, who is only focused on the executive branch because of lobbying restrictions. And today is our one-year anniversary. A year ago, we took over Writing Playbook. Our readership has grown by 35% in the past year, and we are so thrilled that more of you are waking up with us every day. Thank you. We are glad to have you as part of the Playbook community. So have some fun with us and find our secret Snapchat spotted filter at select locations around Washington, D.C., including federal office buildings, popular restaurants and watering holes, metro stops and more. Snap us your spotted snaps to @Politico and we will feature your best snaps on Twitter. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.